Welcome to 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System.
Hello, and welcome to 5-Minute Film Finder, the podcast where we take 5 minutes to sell you on a movie available on the streaming services Hoopla or Canopy. I'm Jamie, and I'm here today with Amanda.
Hey, Jamie.
Hello. So today we kind of have a theme of movies about mothers and daughters, and both of our movies were directed by women. So
yes,
we are going to tell you about those. We've got Wilhelm, who is going to start the timer for us. And Amanda, are you you want to start us off?
I'm ready.
Okay. So Wilhelm, if you will start us off. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the film Miss Juneteenth. It's from 2020, which was, you know, some stuff was happening that year.
A couple of things.
Yeah. So this may have, you know, slipped through the cracks a little bit during your movie year that year. It is unrated, and the director is Channing Godfrey Peoples. It's her first feature, she's done some TV. This is her first feature-length film. And it's starring Nicole Beharie as Turquoise, the mom, and then Alexis Chikazi as Kai, who's the daughter. And then her dad is played by Kendrick Samson, and his name is Ronnie. And you might know him. Yes, you might know him from, I know him from How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes.
That's where I saw him. Oh, okay.
I saw him in that. And he was in a couple episodes of Supernatural.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay. Yeah, I immediately was like, I know that.
Yes,
from
I know that
somewhere.
Guy.
Yeah. So it starts out, well, just a little bit of background about Juneteenth. It's a commemorative holiday that celebrates the end of slavery, and it started in Texas, and it's a federal holiday now. And this movie is set in Texas. I believe it's set in Fort Worth.
I didn't know it started in Texas.
That's what my research showed.
Okay, cool.
And, but, you know, yeah, if anybody has any input they want to say, they can contact us about that. So it starts out, we meet Turquoise, and the film is primarily from her point of view, but it's definitely a mother-daughter relationship film.
Yeah.
And she's working in like a barbecue / bar place, and she's cleaning the bathroom. And so one of the other employees in the barbecue place says, like, I can't believe Miss Juneteenth is cleaning the toilets.
Yeah.
And so it establishes right away that Turquoise is a former Miss Juneteenth. And, you know, we get the impression that she wishes she'd done more with her life, with that opportunity of being Miss Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see Turquoise take her daughter Kai to enter the Miss Juneteenth pageant. And this is a pageant that's in that's happening at the same time as the Juneteenth celebrations. And so we see her like riding a float and stuff, which is, I don't know, when I was in high school, riding floats was fun. I don't know if that's still, kids are still into that, but I really liked it. And it's just such a different world. I don't know if you had this impression when you were watching the film of when like she goes to enter the contest. It just seems very proper and like
the
Southern.
World.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like a Southern kind of like gentility to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody's kind of dressed up. And so I, as a viewer, really got the impression like, oh, wow, this is like a whole other world than just like the regular world. I mean, I don't know what you would, just like your daily life of like, you know, going to school or what Kai has been experiencing normally with her, you know, just her friends.
Yeah. And well, and they take it very seriously.
They do. Yes, they absolutely take it seriously. And it just follows them as Turquoise kind of coaches Kai to get ready for this competition. And we get the impression that Kai is not quite as into it as her mom is.
Yeah, definitely.
And Turquoise even tells her, like, what your talent's going to be. You know, you're going to read the same poem that I read. And it was the poem Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. And it when her she gets her daughter to practice it. Her daughter is kind of reading it. She's not really into it. But then when Turquoise says, no, you do it like this, and she starts reading it, you can just see her face just light up.
Yeah.
And she's trying to tell Kai, like, this is how you do it. And you kind of get the impression that she's, like, maybe reliving her her glory days as Miss Juneteenth a little bit. And so that's the first kind of introduction to this relationship with these with this mom and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really enjoyed this film. And you know, not everything goes right for them. They have some hiccups, and the ending is, to me, was just really touching. The, you know, the way it all wraps up, and oh, I just really loved it.
Yes, I really liked it too.
The lead actress who plays the mom, Nicole Beharie, is so good, and she just really draws you in.
And she, I was looking her up, she won a Gotham Award for Best Actress
for
this role.
She absolutely deserved it. She's so good in it. And so if you're interested in thinking about maybe watching this movie, I would recommend it to people who I think of movies as kind of like fiction. You know, we have subjugatings for genres of fiction. So like own voices, storytelling.
Yes.
I think there was some trivia on IMDb and then in some reviews that I've read that Peoples, the director, she has experience when she was growing up in Texas and competing in Juneteenth competitions.
Yes, I read that and I had no idea that this was real, that they really had Juneteenth pageants. So I learned something. And to me, it also kind of felt very slice of life. I mean, a little bit of coming
absolutely.
Of age.
And I love that stuff, like just character studies of, I really liked it.
Yes.
I thought it was a really touching film.
It was good. And is it on Canopy?
It is on Canopy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are other references and reviews that I've read that there's a lot of Southern African-American representation and cowboy African-American representation.
There's our time.
Oh, no. I definitely recommend it. Since this film is unrated, I kind of wanted to talk about, sometimes I think of films as like, how would my grandma like this film?
Yeah.
If this was grandma age appropriate. And so I think she would have liked it. She loves like women's stories. Mm-hmm. She loved family stories. She really identified as a wife and a mother. And there are some scenes of like church life I think she would have really liked.
Right.
I think it would be age appropriate for a woman in her 90s. What would you think,
Jamie? Oh, definitely. Yeah. It was pretty fairly clean. I mean, maybe some language, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Jamie.
And thank you for picking this movie because I had not seen it and it had been like on my list for a while.
Me too. I was on a lot of the critics I follow their end of year lists. And so, yeah, I'm really glad I finally caught up with it.
Yay. Thanks. All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break and then we come back. I will tell you about my choice. Welcome back to 5 Minute Film Finder. So we just heard from Amanda about her choice, Miss Juneteenth, and now I'm going to tell you about my choice. And so while Miss Juneteenth kind of took more of the perspective of the mom, my film kind of takes more of the perspective of the daughter, although we do get a little bit of the mom. So I will have Wilhelm start my timer, and I am going to talk about Lady Bird. So this movie is also on Canopy. It is a 2017 comedy drama. It's rated R. It was written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who I think most of us may know. She directed Barbie. So I gotta say, I love this movie. I saw it twice in movie theaters, and then I've watched it maybe like 3 or 4 times since then.
It's one of the few movies my mom has been like, we have to see this together.
Oh, nice. very fitting. but it stars Saoirse Ronan as Lady Bird, Christine Lady Bird McPherson. She coins herself, she gives herself the nickname Lady Bird. And that's one thing about the movie is I don't really knew like why she chose that.
Yeah.
Like it was never really explained. But anyway, Laurie Metcalf plays her mom. And then we've got Oklahoma's own Tracy Letts,
yes,
the son of author Billy Letts, playing Lady Bird's dad. And then we've got Lucas Hedges and Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first thing I ever saw him in.
Oh, really?
A few facts. It was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, and it did win 2 Golden Globes, Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, and Best Actress for Saoirse.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes place in Sacramento, and it's kind of just like a year in the life of Lady Bird. It goes through like her senior year of school. And she's trying to kind of figure out. Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. She's trying to figure out where she wants to go to college. Mm-hmm. And her mom, of course, wants her to stay close for, you know,
and
financial
that friction
reasons.
Between them is a lot of the conflict between them comes from
that.
Oh,
yeah. But Lady Bird wants to go to an East Coast school because she feels like she hates Sacramento. Like she wants to go where there's culture and art and all this. And so her and her mom, they fight a lot in this movie.
But it's so true. At least my experiences with my mom about how they'll just be talking and happy the next minute. Next minute, they'll just be bickering and just griping at each other. Like, and then they're happy again talking about something.
Right. Someone says one thing and it just like sets off. I mean,
they really get on each other.
The first scene of the movie.
They know how to push each other's buttons.
Yes,
really.
For sure. But that dynamic was just, mm-hmm. yeah. But Lady Bird goes through a lot of typical teenage things. She's, gets, you know, dating and then trying to be friends with popular kids. But most of all, she is clashing with her mom. And I will say that to me, of course, made this movie feel so real. Mm-hmm. They reminded me of my own relationship with my mom when I was a teenager. And it just kind of does a really good job of showing how complex those relationships can be. Mm-hmm. And of course, the whole cast is amazing, but Saoirse and Lori were really the standouts here, in my opinion. I think they brought depths to the characters, like even though they can be unlikable and they say these really mean things to each other, mm-hmm. like you kind of I feel like you understand like why they act that way, maybe.
Yeah, they kind of bring out the worst in each other, unfortunately.
I feel like toxic, maybe. Yeah. Might be, you know.
The great scene, I think, was in the trailer where they're arguing. Like, it's at the very early part of the film when they're arguing and she jumps out of the car.
That's the very first scene, of the movie.
Where the mom is just being so mean. Yes. But saying stuff about how you're going to go to jail. And then
it's just a great scene. Something about, like, your grades aren't even good enough to get into college. You know, it's like, wow.
It establishes their relationship. Relationship right at the beginning.
So, and then but there are times, I mean, Lady Bird kind of a jerk to her too.
Lady Bird is a challenging character, I think.
Yes. But I think, I mean, Saoirse plays her so well I still like her, you know.
And for all the bickering she does with her mom, whenever somebody is like, yeah, your mom's really hard on you, like she'll defend her every single time.
I noticed that too. Mm-hmm. Like I think she said, my mom's not crazy. So it kind of reminds of that kind of that thing. Like somebody, you can talk bad about somebody you love, mm-hmm. your family or whatever, but the minute somebody else does, like, no. So, but some of my favorite things, the soundtrack, I really enjoyed that. There was some nostalgia there with Alanis Morissette, Dave Matthews Band.
The Dave Matthews Band scene is so great. Yes. Love that. It's very 2003. Isn't that when it's like...
Oh, that's... I forgot to mention. It does take place in 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. The cinematography, the shots of Sacramento were great.
Yeah.
One more thing about the soundtrack. I really like... There's a song called This Eve of Parting by John Hartford, and I was not familiar with it at all. Mm-hmm. And when it started, it actually kind of reminded me of, like, Neil Diamond. It kind of gave me those kind of vibes. But yeah, so great, great soundtrack, great cinematography, great writing, mm-hmm. great acting. Like, just, I could just say great, great, great. But just, it felt very real to me. And now my time is up. So,
It's one of those films, the more you watch it, it seems like the more I get from it each time.
Yeah, I actually watched it a couple of times over the weekend in preparation for this podcast. And there's, there's scenes and lines that I hadn't noticed before. And
every character gets, like a backstory. Not that it's explicit, but they are a full character. Like, their drama coach, like, he has a side story about experiencing depression. Her best friend is not just her sidekick. She has her own story.
Right.
And so, I really love how all the side characters are treated in the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fantastic. all right. Well, thank you, Amanda, for giving us your input on Miss Juneteenth.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed listening to our show today, please be sure to leave us a like and subscribe to our channel from wherever you receive your podcast. If you have any questions or you want to share your thoughts on the films we've covered, or if you have any recommendations for us, feel free to leave a comment and a rating, or you can email us at podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. Again, that is podcast, singular, podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. I hope you'll check out some of these movies and all the other things that they have to offer on Hoopla and Canopy. You can access them with your Pioneer Library System card. And so happy watching. So, all right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks.